basically mean.
But that was kind of whooping. I'm a little jumped.
All right, we will get started this evening. I do ask that you remember those on our prayer request list, Brother Don, Brother Charlie and Sister Donna Faye, Brother George, little Caden, also Brother Max, Linda Gilbert, Deborah Bailey, Serena. Lynette has been fighting a migraine all day, and then Brother Don's foot. So do remember these. Any others tonight?
I have an update on Linda. She came through her surgery real good. Linda Gilbert.
Thank the Lord. Anybody else?
I do.
Father, tonight we thank you, Lord, for your love, mercy, and grace. Dear God, thank you for the opportunity to be in your house. We pray, Father, Lord, that your will would be done, your name would be glorified. Father, give us the strength and guidance that we need, dear God, to do that which is necessary for our lives each and every day. Lord, we praise you for the needs you've met, dear God, and these we're still asking for. Father, we pray that you would just anoint and touch. God, we pray tonight that your will would be done in our service, dear God, as we would glorify your name. Father, be with those unable to be with us. Convict those, Father, who choose not to come. Lord, we just give you glory and praise in Christ's holy name. And amen. Amen. You may be seated. Zach's got the songs tonight, so we'll turn it over to him. In Redwood, 165.
693, page 693.
Thank you.
do that one on the next page?
Page.
That's what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Two. Three. Steffi Fish. Steffi Fish. Fish.
Anybody else?
Yes.
I can't say
boo.
No.
so much today for what the price he paid and what he's done for us. I think sometimes we don't realize just what Jesus done for us. He made and paid a price and made a way that we can escape all this hell that's coming upon this earth. And believe me, I believe with all my heart, and I'm not going into politics and what's happening, but we're headed down a road right now that's going to be.
You might not recognize me now,
Shouldn't be too hard to remind the devil where he is, isn't it? Thank you.
Victory.
service too, Father. You and Sister Nim haven't sung in a while.
Yeah.
No?
No.
Let's say, I don't remember all of it, but is it Hallelujah, Dave, my child? Haven't heard you in a while. We won't keep you very long tonight, but if you got your Bibles, let's open up. And I want to talk to us just a few minutes this evening about everlasting. And let's start out in the book of Isaiah. And that's where I want to mainly be for a few moments. In chapter 9, if you would go there, we'll go more to prayer. And you know, when we think about everlasting, most of the time we think about everlasting covenant. And God has an everlasting covenant with us. And in that, we know that that is our salvation, that He promised that He would send Jesus. And He did. He made an everlasting covenant with the children of Israel that as long as they followed Him, that He would be with them, He would protect them. And I'll tell you this, if God said something is everlasting, you can just take it to the bank that that's what it is. It's not going to change. It's not going to end. It's going to go in that regard. So we'll go forward in prayer tonight as you turn to Isaiah chapter 9. Father, tonight we thank You, Lord. We just ask You, dear God, to help us for a few moments of time, Lord, just to share of Your mercy, dear God, to share of Your grace, to share of Your love. Lord, we ask You tonight that You just give us the strength and guidance that we need, Lord, to take these few moments of time, dear God, to encourage ourselves in the Word, Lord, that You might be glorified in our lives. And we'll thank You, Father, and we'll praise You, Father, in Jesus' holy name. And amen. The first place I want to look at is one that we look at during Christmas time. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says this, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." If you think about it this way tonight, in this declaration here, God had already declared that Jesus Christ, even if we read in the New Testament, of His death, we knew He was going to live because He could not be dead and be everlasting. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense there. So His name is Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We find that reading there. We know tonight that as that is, He's all that we ever need, right? And then this one I read this morning, Isaiah 26 and 4. It says, "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." Now, why would He say, "Trust in the Lord forever," if there was a time limit to how long He would be? You just stop to think tonight. There is just no time limits on God. There's no restrictions on God in the aspect of that He is the creator of all things. He's the beginning and the end, right? He's everything in between. He already knows what was, He knows what is, and He knows what's going to be. And He knew that before it ever happened to you and I. I said it once before, He knew my tomorrow before I understood my yesterday. I mean, God's just that way. And so we thank Him for that tonight. And then Isaiah asked this question, "Hast thou not known," in chapter 40, verse 28, "hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of His understanding? Have we not understood and heard how marvelous, how wonderful God is?" And I said this, God does not sleep. If you think about it this way, in the book of Kings, and Elijah is challenging the prophets of Baal, and he's telling them to cry out louder, do something to try to wake up your God. Maybe he's asleep. Maybe he's on a journey. Somehow, some way to get his attention. And yet, you and I, all we've got to do is call on the Lord, and right there he is. I mean, we don't have to worry about him taking journeys or vacations, you know. And it's one of those things we think about, how often in our lives, and I know I told Lynetta the other day, I'd love to take vacation right now. The problem with taking vacation right now is I would love to take vacation after my vacation. And that's just the way that I am. You know, I'm at this point now where when I was a kid, I was looking forward to being a teenager. Then I was looking forward to a driver's license. Then I was looking forward to being old enough to vote and just old enough to marry. Now I'm old enough that I'm looking forward to retirement. I mean, we've just skipped all the rest of those years, right? And we've gotten to this point here. So now it's just like I'd like to have vacation, but if I have vacation, I want vacation off my vacation. But God is everlasting. There's no vacation with Him. He's never tired of us. He's never fed up with us as far as our faith and our trust in Him. But now there is a time that He's going to get fed up with sin. The Bible says that He said that His Spirit shall not always strive with man. And He's going to get done with us at some point in time. But praise be to God tonight. I've got everlasting salvation through faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And when I say everlasting salvation, I mean that it will never end as long as I keep my faith and my trust in Jesus Christ. When I get there, I don't want to get out of there. I can just tell you that right now. Nobody in heaven wants to leave heaven, but everybody in hell wants to get out of there. Make your choice of where you want to go, right? You ever gone someplace you didn't want to be after you got there, so much that you thought when you got there, man, this is going to be great for just a few minutes in there. You're just thinking, let me out of here. I've been there. Matter of fact, that's happened to me in places of church before. I'm just like, let me out of here. Went to watch a movie one time. I don't remember how long we were there. I thought, boy, let me out of here. And should have got up and walked out before I did. But, you know, it's one of those deals. And we went to a movie and I can't remember. It's just like, no, this ain't for us. Get out of here. It's just one of those things when we look at it. And then he said, but Israel shall be saved. In Isaiah 45:17, but Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, a world without end. God's promise to Israel is that there's going to be a remnant. There's going to be a promise. There's going to be a drawback. Isaiah 51:11, therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall attain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. I don't know about you, but I like that part of everlasting, do you not? Everlasting joy. It's like we was talking about this morning. They that trust in the Lord ought have joy. They ought to have rejoicing in their heart. They ought to be celebrating because of their faith and their trust in God. See, God does not fail us the way that we have failed Him. And I know tonight, excuse me, that God hears. Isaiah 55:3, incline your ear and come unto me and hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. And David was promised that as long as he followed God, that there would not be a man failed to sit upon his throne. We know that promise was fulfilled through Jesus Christ. And if you think about it this morning, this evening, God is saying, listen to me. Incline your ear. Hear what I've got to say. And if we would just listen to God, we would be all but so much better off than what we are tonight. And I thank God tonight because I know in this, and I didn't pick a whole bunch of these out, but I know in this that when we give ourselves to God and we walk with God, His covenant, His promises, I started out with, is everlasting, never ending. He said He will never leave us nor forsake us. You read through your Bible, and I'll promise you this, that you'll find there where God questions us, but there's no room for us to question God. See, He has the integrity of integrity. His truth is truth. His word is as it is, and He does not change it. It stands in place for you and I to trust Him. And so, like I said, not going to keep you very long in that tonight. Everlasting is found 97 times in Scripture. You say, why'd you say that? I just want you to know there's 97 verses I could have read, but I didn't. But the thing of it is, in the Old Testament, it's talking about God's promises, God's faithfulness, God's desire, God's covenant with you and I. In the New Testament, when we look at it, Jesus is illustrating and using how many times, I can't tell you, how many different times He's talking about everlasting punishment. Now just think about that. In the Old Testament, God declares everlasting hope, everlasting promise. But in the New Testament, Jesus is warning us about an everlasting hell. And I know that it's not all in the New Testament there. He does talk about an everlasting eternity. But folks, tonight, just think about it this way. He doesn't want us to go to the hell. He wants us to go to heaven. Stand with us tonight. We'll go to the Lord in prayer. Father, again, we come before you this evening. We thank you, dear God, for your blessings. We thank you, dear God, for your mercy. We thank you, dear God, for your grace. Lord, I pray tonight that your will would be done in our lives, our hearts, and our homes. Father, help us tonight be that which we need to be, do that which we need to do, so that we may magnify and glorify and honor thy holy name. Lord, thank you tonight for everything that you've done in my life, Lord. And Father, I just praise you for it. And dear God, I pray, Father, help me to listen to you. Help us, Father, listen to you. As we go through this world, we'll give you glory, we'll give you praise in Jesus' holy, holy name. And amen. Amen. Anybody have anything to